The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Nate Klemmer. He's the CEO of Branch Creek with their website, branchcreek.earth, and they are a manufacturer of clean growing and surface maintenance solutions. And Nate, how are you doing today?
Good, Matt. I'm doing well, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And if you don't mind, let's start at a high level. We'd love to hear more about Branch Creek, your company's history and mission. And I certainly checked out the video on your website, and it sounds like your family's been in the fertilizer business since 1869. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've kind of been doing fertilizer since there was a thing. So 150 years ago, my, I guess, six times great-grandfather started what would have been called a feed mill in the town of Saturn, Pennsylvania. So back then, a town had four things: a bank, a church, a bar, and a feed mill. And my family started the church and the feed mill. Kind of wish we had the bank and the bar, but we got the church and the feed mill. And so for about 100 years, that business at the time was called Moyer & Son. And it was a feed, like a place where farmers would bring their grains to be stored and milled, and then essentially sold back to farmers to use on their fields. And back then, farms were a little bit more self-sustaining in their focus. And then about 50 years ago, this thing that we now call chemical-based fertilizer started happening. And the chemical companies thought, hey, a great market to tap would be the feed mills, because they've already got the relationships with the farmers. We'll just kind of broaden the circle, if you will. We'll grow more crops. That means we'll store and mill more feed. And so my grandparents' generation started making chemical fertilizers, which then got us into chemical pesticides. As a kid growing up, my summer job was to spray lawns. I think I probably became the youngest person on the planet to ever be certified to spray pesticides. And our company now, parent company called Synatech, still manufactures a lot of chemical-based fertilizers and sells pesticides to lawn care companies, golf courses. And, you know, we're not ashamed of that, but we are trying to find ways to change that course. And so this really started about 6 years ago. My wife and I built a house along a creek, and we didn't really know. I wasn't sure what products to use in my own backyard up against this creek. And at a time, trying to find products that would work, that would be affordable, that would be safe along this creek. And, you know, my mindset up until the last couple of years had always been, you know, I don't have all the answers. My goal was to find the person who would. And so after several years of trying to find answers along this problem of maintaining my lawn up against this creek, I realized that these solutions aren't out there. We're going to have to figure it out for ourselves. And so that was sort of a mirror moment for me. That was a number of years ago now, about three or four at this point. And that's when we started what we now refer to as our Branch Creek company. And the name of the creek that runs behind my house is called Branch Creek. So that's sort of the history of what got this thing rolling. So, you know, we've got a lot of history of doing things called the old way, the bad way. But what's really great about that past is it really helps us to inform the future. We are fortunate to have people willing to listen to us because we kind of do understand the balance of where we've been and where we're going. So that's where we're at right now, Matt. That's a little bit of a longer history, but when it starts in 1869, it's hard to be brief.
No, that's great. And one thing that really stands out to me is that, you know, the company that you all have, the parent company, and also with Branch Creek, you're willing to change and adapt to the times, which is awesome. I think every company needs to do that because the times certainly change. And with that in mind, tell us about your regenerative organic fertilizers. I think that you have it for agriculture, campuses, residential playing fields, a lot of different applications, but tell us more about the solution.
Sure. So, you know, the word regenerative has started to kind of buzz here in the last 2 to 3 years. And, you know, when we first started going down this path of trying to find solutions that would work in my backyard, organic was sort of the language that we were dialed in on. But, you know, for a number of years, like, I just couldn't figure out how to make that organic language work in lawn and landscape environments, because it was never designed for that. It was designed for food crops. And we try to kind of jam that square peg in that round hole when we talk about organic for lawns. And, you know, language is really important, you know, in industries that are unregulated and the language is unregulated. You can go out with the goal to change the way people do things with sincerity and integrity. And if you don't protect the language, you're going to find people who only care about profit trying to, you know, they'll take that over. And so, you know, struggled a bit with the organic language. And then in working with some organic thought leader organizations like Kiss the Ground and Rodale Institute, started to become exposed to this concept of regenerative, specifically to agriculture. And in short, what really caught my eye was this idea that we can put carbon from the atmosphere back into the soil where it originally came from based upon the way we grow our food. And food and crops is part of my history, but lawn and landscape is really more a part of our present. And so I started thinking like, hey, a lot of these principles for regenerative agriculture fit really well with turf. And so that's where like the light bulb went off again. And it was like, we got to change the way this industry thinks from using the word organic. Let's use regenerative. And when we talk about regenerative, it's not about product. It's about products. And it's not even about products. It's about products organized in a system. So just like Mother Nature had this thing figured out a long time ago, and chemical fertilizers and pesticides sort of circumvent Mother Nature's system, a regenerative system is trying to put things back into the balance that Mother Nature had figured out a long time ago. So it's really a confluence of products and management practices. But the overall goal is that healthy soil that is built the way Mother Nature originally designed, doesn't need chemical fertilizers to the same level, doesn't need the chemical pesticides that are toxic. It's going to need less water because it'll hold more water. And it's going to sequester more carbon than soil that's unhealthy. And it can also look great and it can be affordable. So that's sort of where we're at with the regenerative turf system. We're just launching it now, so it's still very early in the process, but we're excited.
That's awesome. I'll kind of update my next question here, but I'd still love to hear more about, you know, how do you plan on selling and distributing your products? And I would love to hear how customers or prospective customers are responding to this, because this seems like a pretty big shift, especially in turf management, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's something, Matt, that we're still trying to figure out and we're just starting. But, you know, our Branch Creek brand, you know, it started with kind of fertilizers for my backyard, but it really has evolved to be about understanding that anything that goes in our soil goes in our water. And so, like, even most recently, we're trying to work for ways to people not use disinfectants outdoors in the backdrop of COVID-19. Disinfectants weren't designed to run off into streams and things of that nature. So we're working with some things under our Branch Creek brand to help people stay safe from COVID, but do it without, you know, toxic disinfectants running off into our fresh water sources. And along those lines, we developed several ice melt products that have become, because chloride pollution is becoming a bigger and bigger issue, we've developed several ice melt products that have started to be really well regarded and new ways people are thinking with regard to how we melt snow and ice without chloride salts. And the only reason I bring that up is for the first couple years of trying to roll out our ice melt solutions that were chloride-free, we would go to customers, our contractors, the customers that we traditionally had, and we assumed that they would go to their customer, who would be the building owner or the homeowner. And what we found was we couldn't get any forward momentum doing that. And we were about ready to quit on several of our ideas until we went and started talking to building owners directly and homeowners directly. And what we heard was, where have you guys been all these years? I've been looking for something just like this. Or how come my contractor never told me about this? And that was sort of another aha moment where it's like, you know what? If we're going to change things, if we're going to really drive change, we can't do it through contractors. We got to get to the ultimate end user, who's the building owner or the homeowner. And so when it comes to this regenerative turf system, we're going to double down on what we learned from our ice melt. And we're going to focus on building owners, property owners, homeowners. And then hopefully we can pull that back through the contractors who we've found have become a lot more attentive to what we're talking about when their customers are asking for it, if that makes any sense, Matt.
It totally does. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we had our backyard sprayed for, I guess, the annual fertilizing process that happens in our yard. And I forgot about this, but my wife is like, hey, we're not supposed to let the dog out for a while and don't let the kids play in the backyard. And I'm like, well, that's not good, you know, to have these kind of chemicals there. So certainly consumers like myself and my wife see your kind of products and think, well, of course, this is great because we have kids and animals and we actually live near a creek as well and don't want anything to run off too. It makes total sense that kind of consumer pull through is a big thing for you all.
Yeah, and it's very it's confusing for the consumer. There's a lot of spin and marketing that is out there when it comes to lawn care, and people use the word organic in context of organic enhanced, and organic based, you know, natural, like all those words that can really spin you around. You know, when we talk regenerative, regenerative is not anti-chemical fertilizer. It's not anti-pesticide. But it's about using as little as possible and ideally none. So the thing that most people don't totally understand is if you have a lawn or a farm field that's been chemically maintained for years, so it's high levels of pesticides, high levels of chemical fertilizers, and you wake up one day and you say, I want to grow organic. I don't want to use any chemical fertilizers. I don't want to use any chemical pesticides. That soil is devoid of any of the biology it really is going to need to support itself. It's essentially been maintained by humans rather than Mother Nature, and the flip doesn't just switch overnight. And so with our regenerative turf system, we've created a Branch Creek Soil Health Score, which is basically on a scale of 1 to 7. And if your score is a 1, it means your soil is very barren. It's urbanized soil. It's very depleted. If your score is a 7, that's nirvana. I mean, that's back to where Mother Nature originally designed it. But the systems that we would deploy would be determined based upon your score, 1 to 7. So if you're a 1, we're going to use a lot less toxicity of pesticide than what you're probably currently paying for. And we're going to use a lot less chemical fertilizer compared to what you're currently getting. But we're still going to use some, because if we use none, you're not going to get the results that you want. But our goal is, as we build soil, that score improves, and we can back off, you know, that toxicity entirely. But if we do it overnight, we find that we actually end up being worse off, because that customer tries something different, it flops, and now they never go back to it. And I think in many ways that's worse off than we've never tried in the first place, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah, it totally does. And let's shift and talk about the pricing of your products, because I certainly know that organic / green consumer products tend to be a bit higher, and there are people that pay for it. But I think I might have seen on your website, or maybe even that video of you talking about how your solutions are priced at a good point, which I think is great, which will probably help with adoption too, right?
Sure, yeah. So with our regenerative turf system, you know, I mentioned that a score of a 7 is like nirvana. That's getting back to the way Mother Nature intended. It's not a great business model for us or for lawn care companies, but I believe, and I'm the leader of the company, that if your soil is a 7, other than seeding once a year, your soil doesn't need anything else. You know, so if you can get your soil to a 7, you don't need any of our other products in our systems. That's what you should be working towards. So then essentially the cost at a 7 could be dramatically less than what people are paying now. But I would say most lawns are what I would call urbanized soil. They're depleted, so they're going to be a 1 or 2. And if they're a 1 or 2, the cost for a regenerative turf system is going to be comparable to what they're paying now. Typically, we're able to do it with 1 less treatment per year, because we're using higher quality products. Some of what happens now in commercial lawn care is, you know, people have to justify their existence, so you kind of end up paying every time they come out, when in reality, all those applications aren't necessarily needed if we would just be using better products. And the physical visit itself tends to be a fairly large part of the cost to serve a customer's lawn. So we're trying to really change the way this whole world thinks. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to frustrate some people, but my goal before I die is to really make a long-term positive impact on the planet. And I really think these ways of thinking point us in that direction, along with so many other people that are doing great work.
That's great. I love that goal. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. And it makes a lot of sense, too, in terms of the business model there. And also, your website is branchcreek.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. Why did you all choose .earth?
Well, I didn't know .earth existed until I was doing some work on an online course with an organization called Kiss the Ground. And one of the people participating in the course, their email address was .earth. I was like, that's great. That's perfect. That's exactly what we need. I don't want to be .com. And so, like, I didn't know it existed, but as soon as I saw it, it was like, went online and reserved the domain like within seconds. Like it was like kind of one of those matches that just fell from the sky.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great. Love to hear that. And so what does the future hold for Branch Creek? What's your future vision there?
So I think we want to be open to whatever happens on a daily basis. I mean, one of the things that I hold really important to me about Branch Creek is this was never part of a strategic plan. This was never on a whiteboard. It happened in my backyard, and things have just sort of evolved from there. And so I don't want to put a strategy to it. I don't want a business plan. I think it's just about constantly identifying the things that are harmful to our environment that generally will, or from our vantage point, we work outside the building. So we're going to focus on those things like landscapes. We're going to focus on those things like ice melts for roads and things of that nature. You know, focus on some things now related to COVID and not using disinfectants inappropriately outside of buildings. And I do think at some point we're going to migrate more into regenerative agriculture. We just haven't, because there's several other companies that are working in that space and I think doing a good job. But I really believe that, you know, people's backyards, the golf courses we play at, you know, it's a fractured, fragmented market. It's not, it's very inefficient to try to target. But I think if effectiveness is our goal, nothing is more effective than convincing a homeowner or educating a homeowner on a better way of doing things, because homeowners talk and then it feeds sort of the food chain. And then before you know it, bigger acres are being impacted. But I think sometimes to drive big acres, we got to start with small acres. It's just the economics aren't great for that. And so if a company has to justify a business model, they're probably not going to start with what we're doing. And so we're just kind of finding ourselves, you know, I'll call it cleaning the basement all the time a bit. But I think it's important to the overall goal.
That's great. You know, Nate, really enjoyed your insights here. Certainly learned a lot about your industry and what Branch Creek is offering. And before we sign off today, is there anything to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I appreciate your time, Matt. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, this is a moving target. You know, certainly appreciate support anywhere we can get it. So thanks.
Absolutely, for sure. And this concludes this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Nate Klemmer, who's the CEO of Branch Creek, which has the website branchcreek.earth, which, as you heard, is a manufacturer of clean growing and surface maintenance solutions. And Nate, thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.